WWT, KN4CBT.
4CBT, KN4BWA. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm doing just unnecessarily well. This is KN4CBT. Arden, how are you doing today?
4BWA, Steve, down in Inman, South Carolina. And I tell you what, thank goodness I invested in a ton and a half heat pump for my shop, otherwise I'd be working in the cold today. Having a good time, piddling around, playing with all my little hobbies and my junk, and couldn't have picked a better day to be inside doing that kind of thing.
You got that right. It's been cold and rainy and so forth.
Any solid precipitation?
Not here in Arden. We got a lot of rain, but not any solid precipitation at all.
This morning at about, I think about 7:30, 8 o'clock, I was sipping my hot chocolate, and I swear I saw a chunk of rain. By chunk rain, I mean it was real fine drops, but some of the drops, or some of what it was falling out of the sky, was large. So I don't know if it was snow, sleet, or freezing rain that was falling, but it lasted about 10 minutes, and it wasn't even enough to get on the ground, and it was gone.
We got here, too, just a little faint moon, and it went bye-bye.
How long you been a ham?
Well, it's 2017, but I got my general license just this year, so it's been not that long, general license this year.
Well, I got my technician in July of 18, or was it 19? Might have been 19. And then in August, I got my general. And then COVID hit, so I just kind of laid off. Now, on Tuesday night, they're going to be starting classes on Zoom. And I'm going to go ahead and try to go ahead and acquire my extra license.
But that's going to be a long road ahead, I think. It's going to be a long road.
You just find one of these sites that's got the practice tests, and you just start reading the manual and taking the practice test over and over and over, and within about 6 weeks, oh, shoot, you're passing the test.
To get the general, do you think I can get the amateur extra class that quick?
Tone of voice, I have faith in you. No problem.
We'll try it here, but I'm going to give it another few months before I dive into it.
Sir? Yeah, as soon as I get my extra, I'll be able to move down to those frequencies that are kind of restricted to me now. There's a lot of people that hang around down on those frequencies that I'm going to try to get to. And some of these contests are extra onlys. You know what I mean?
I know it's exactly what you mean. I find even on the general licenses, it's crowded there. It's crowded.
I'll tell you something else, too. The de-expeditions, you know, where they go out to remote places, a lot of times I find that they tend to use extra frequencies only.
Completely understand you there. Just wondering what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do it on April of next year.
Well, I am KN4VWA. And, well, now, you know what? You can check into the Carolina Net right now. Have you got a good HF rig?
You are 580-815D, 857D, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good radio. You got it in your car or in your house?
In the house.
Roger. Yes, sir. Well, every night about 6:30 or 7, there's the Carolina Net, and it's at 3.915, 3915 on 80 meters. And you ought to go ahead and try to check that out. That's a pretty good little net to check into. So, yeah, and you being in Arden, hey, you'd be welcome to jump in there.
Well, let's try that out.
KO4ZEW, comment. Ben, yeah, that net you're talking about, 7 p.m. every night, it's the SCSSB net. And then at 7:30, there's the NCSSB net. So you can look them up on the web and get the times for those, 7 and 7:30. And the other guy, go check it out.
On the North Carolina net.
Is 39:38.
I'll catch that, Arden?
Yes, sir, I caught that, 39:38.
Tell you what, you come on over to the 39:15 at 7, and I'll catch you in there, and then you can catch me on the 39:38 at 7:30. How's that sound?
Sounds like a winner. Sounds like a winner.
What you doing there, buddy?
Staying busy. I've been playing with a lot of electronics lately. Built my first Tesla coil about a week ago.
Right. Just don't let it get near any of your ham gear.
It's only a 24 volt, but it's pretty cool.
What volt is your input? What is the output?
I have not measured yet. I haven't figured out a way to measure that spark at the end.
For my electronics properly, I believe that if you take a rated meter, you don't have to throw the spark. You can go to ground and to your tip lead and measure that way and actually get your KV. I believe it's going to be in the KV range, isn't it?
And I can use some good old math to count the coils and the diameter and stuff like that. Maybe figure it out that way.
Not that way is pretty close, but it's not dead accurate. What have you got, a 100 to 1?
Was. I'd have to check it. I'm doing 24 volt in, 3 amp.
Well, now the voltage coming out is going to be in the milliamp range, but all right, 24 volts in and 100 to 1 ratio on the turns. You should be putting out about, no, that's only 2400 volts.
Taser, but it's a start.
I bet that's fun. Are you catching that, Arden? We need to go down there and see watch Ben zap himself.
What was that again?
Hey, we need to go down and watch Ben zap himself with that homebrew Tesla coil.
I don't want to see that.
What levels he's probably working with, all he would do is curl his hair real good. How much hair you got left, Ben?
About an eighth of an inch.
I'm good curl. Oh, goodness gracious. You're just about like me, bud. I don't have to worry about that stuff. Now, back in school, we built a Tesla coil, but that was back in the 70s. And we did a, I'm trying to remember. Anyhow, we did 1,000 turn. It was like a 1 to 1,000. And we had something like a 24 KV output. And the way we did it, we had it in a small cage.
It's in glass, but I don't know about a cage.
Yeah, what you do is you build a cage probably about, 3 or 4 feet out, and you shape the cage to match the end of, or to match the shape of your coil, and then you start your voltage up
with a giant rheostat, and you, depending on the humidity in the room, you hit an arc over, and that's how we produced artificial lightning. This was in a physics class.
Super cool. Hey, I just wanted to say, kind of an aside to Arden, I used the website and the app hamstudy.org to get all three of my licenses. When I went for extra, I really buckled down for 2 months and, like, studied every night. But hamstudy.org was the tool I used for all three licenses, and then plus the ARRL manuals.
A good one. I'm going to have to look that up myself. And, shoot, that does sound like pretty good. Does it have practice tests and all that, Ben?
To track your progress and graph it and everything. I mean, it was so helpful. I went ahead and paid the $4 for the app, and I could just study it on my iPad wherever I was. You could even study offline. But, yeah, absolutely worth it.
Well, now, listen, have you heard the extra class on the club bulletin on Zoom?
Heard about it, but I don't have the link, so I don't know if Dave or Tyler or somebody's going to put the link on Facebook or the website or email. Or I know they can't just say the link out of over the air because it's going to be, like, really cryptic. But I've heard of it, but I don't know how to get on the Zoom call.
Works is the class is limited in size to, I think it's like 42. And I'm not sure if it's full yet, but I think it's close. And you send Gary, W4EEY, an email stating that you want to join the Zoom extra class, and then he sends you the link back.
I haven't gotten anything on the link from Dave. I'll try to email him and see if I can't get that on the website. But we have a permanent link to that training on the membership page, I believe, that takes you to the main page for W4EEY and the YouTube page.
Well, in the meantime, also we're going to resume meeting.
So, I'll give up my class. But I'm sure there's more that I could learn.
There for a second. I'm sorry. So I'm assuming we're going to resume club on the first Monday in February.
Just get to the 1st of January because it's New Year's Day or something. Yeah, New Year's Day. So yeah, first Monday of February is the next club meeting.
And you doubled in there with that somebody. I guess it was Arden. Go ahead, Arden. Jump in there.
That was Tyler. I was just saying that I don't think there's any conflicts for February like there was for New Year's Day. I tell you what I do want to do. I want to probably send an email out and see if anybody wants to do anything informal for Winter Field Day. That's at the end of the month, and since we missed the meeting, we didn't even get to talk about that.
That field day generally takes a little bit of planning, and there's been no planning, so I would assume that there's not going to be a Winter Field Day.
What a Winter Field Day, but, you know, we could all get together, you know, somewhere and, you know, just hang out for a little bit.
Idea. This is Dan, and yeah, it doesn't have to be formal. We just need a place to gather, really. I've got some space.
I can check about it with Dave and some of the others and see if it's something they'd be interested in. We could just do a little formal get-together, and if anything comes of it, I'll make sure to send out an email blast or put it on the Facebook page or website.
Information offline, and then make an announcement if we make any decisions.
Somebody to take the handlebars and run with it. So, are you copying all that,
Pardon?
I got it copied.
Good deal. All kinds of activities going on. And it could get fun for you. All you gotta do is jump in the deep end.
Clear.
Guys, I just pulled up the Lowe's on Wade Hampton Boulevard in the big city of Greer. You notice how I said that like a local. I'm in the big city of Greer. And I'm going to jump out here, go do my thing, and I hope I catch both of y'all a little later on. See if you can get it put on the club announcements if they're going to try to do anything. So, KN4 VWA. Ben, Tyler, y'all behave yourselves. I'm clear.
Behave yourself.
Home with the groceries in the back, so yeah, I'll be clear too, and I'll certainly be in touch with you all offline.
After you get all those groceries to the house in one trip. One, so I'll be W4CTW. I'll be here monitoring for probably another 10 minutes until I get home.